It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over his past segments over recent weeks, Dr. Husing has been talking about the links between poverty in the Inland Empire and a lack of education or work training among many working-age adults in the Inland Empire. Each week that we have talked about this subject, we have repeated the statistics that got Dr. Husing and others' attention to this matter in the first place. Fewer than half of all adult workers in the Inland Empire have even completed a high school education. It's about 20% with a college degree among adult age workers in the Inland Empire. The Inland Empire Economic Partnership and local educators received a state grant to come up with a comprehensive strategy for IE workers to climb up the ladder to higher paying jobs. But Dr. Husing says not everybody has to have a college degree to get a good paying job in the Inland Empire.
They need to have additional training beyond high school.
But it doesn't necessarily, not everybody, not all of the half that has high school or less is going to need to get a college degree to get out of poverty.
That is absolutely the case. Now, so how do we know that that's the case is really the question. And the way we know it is as part of that $5 million grant that was awarded, it was won in competition with other parts of California. The Inland Empire put in an application, won. We asked for $3 million to do some work. We ended up getting five. Only the governor only gave out five of those statewide. So we were pleased that the strategy we were putting together was given a competitive validated in a competitive situation.
And the strategy, one more time, just for people who've forgotten, is to figure out how to get workers the skills they need to get those higher-paying jobs.
To $20 and $20 plus, not to get bachelor's degree
right.
And go up to $66,000, $70,000 for just one worker or higher, but just to get them into the place where with a secondary wage earner, the family can get up into that middle-class
bracket.
Okay,
so this grant has been looking at things like that. Is this actually possible?
Well, here's what has been going on. Part of that grant funded the Inland Empire Economic Partnership to go out and talk to companies. One of the difficulties with most work done in this kind of field is people look at data, look at numbers, and try and figure out from the numbers what are they telling us about what kinds of jobs. The trouble is that doesn't really tell you. What you need to do is go talk to the CEOs, the people, the regional managers, the operations people and the HR people in actual companies one at a time in various sectors to find out what they are looking for, specifically what's growing, what pays in that $20 plus range, and going begging. Those are the things that we needed to know about.
Interesting.
So the IEP tasked me with going out and doing that.
And schmoozing with all the managers to find out what's needed.
And so I've been basically on a crusade. I've now interviewed not quite, but very close. This next week it will hit 50 different companies in 20 different sectors to understand what's going begging in terms of jobs paying $20 an hour or more, what kind of qualifications, what kind of certifications. To what extent are they on skill ladder, the first step on skill ladders up which people can go to get to higher incomes? And so that's been the assignment, and I've had tremendous cooperation throughout the business community.
Yeah, so what are you finding out?
Well, it's interesting. The first company I talked to, and actually I've talked now to more than one, were in IT, information technology. But what I found is information technology just doesn't apply to companies in information technology. Every single company I've talked to has somebody working in information technology within their mix.
Yeah.
It is probably, not probably, it is the major category of jobs for which there is demand, and that demand is not being filled.
Really?
Just as an example, San Bernardino County, One of the was told me they can take the entire IT graduating class from Cal State, and they still can't fulfill or fill all of the positions they have open. Hmm. And this is a big economy here. Mm-hmm. And so it is the single thing that people are looking for. Now, this does not have to be at the bachelor's level. There is a company called Cisco, mm-hmm. and Cisco has training academies. They are online. People can go online and start taking classes like that, or can take them in conjunction with IT classes in high school, in community college, at the four-year institutions. And they are becoming then qualified to go work in these kinds of positions.
Without a bachelor's degree.
Without a bachelor's okay. degree.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Go to the drop-down menu on the upper right-hand corner of the webpage and use the search function to search John Husing.